Raj, time for the celebrity scam.
This is where we call unsuspecting service industry people, customer service, and sex phone lines, and then play clips from famous celebrities and see if they can figure it out. Somehow they're fooled.
Yeah, as is this woman.
To speak live right now to the next available lady, press 3.
Ready to have some fun? Let's go.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you doing tonight?
I'm from Texas.
Texas? Everything's bigger in Texas, I hear.
Don't mess with Texas.
What's your name?
Jim Luskatuff.
Jim. Jimmy.
Gosh, how old are you?
Haven't you ever heard it's impolite to ask a woman's age?
Oh, what come on.
Old enough. But I will tell you this. I'm 5'5", with long, blonde, curly locks.
Yeah, good.
And curves in all the right places.
Fabulous.
Am I your type, Jimmy?
It's time to have a leader.
A leader? Are you going to lead me, Jimmy?
If it feels good, do it.
That's my philosophy, too. Jimmy, I think we're going to get along.
There's no rules.
I don't need rules. Jimmy, you can do what you want with me.
Let's come together.
I like the sound of that.
Touch it.
Yes, Jimmy. I want to touch it.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. Make up your mind, Jimmy.
And you know what?
What? What, Jimmy?
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Fish?
Touch it.
The fish? I think I'm going to have to let you go for the night.
I want you to be on my team.
You can call me anytime.
Good night. Good riddance.
Good night.
We had that storm to deal with, although it ended up thankfully not being a big deal for us. But, you know, it was, we were all scrambling around there for a little bit to get ready for
we
it.
We dodged number one
in
the season. And, of course, guest bartender Kelly Ryan, who's been filling in for Susie, will be mixing the drink. She's had mixed results with us. I think you're batting about 500 on your drinks.
Yeah, about.
What are we doing today?
It's a summer sipper, since yesterday was the first day of summer.
Summer sipper.
And I built it around, it's technically Brazilian rum, but it's that sugar cane alcohol, chaca.
I'm not familiar with that.
No. Susie, so it's a rum.
The United States has banned Brazil from calling it rum because it's not like our rum, so that's why they all need to now be called this, like, cachaca something or other.
Cachaca.
But it's basically just sugar cane alcohol, so it's clear, whereas our rums cachaca are darker.
Why is the rum always gone, Dean?
Because Captain Jack Sparrow has drank it all. All right, so we're going to try this. You're going to make it for us here in about...
The Summer's Eve? What is it?
Summer Sipper.
Okay. Yeah. Summer's Eve, that's like a...
We don't want that.
All right.
Raj, no, we don't drink that.
All right. Raj, Keith Hernandez was never going to be the dumbass of the week when he said the T word.
Yeah.
TV.
Roark got knocked out in the third inning.
Roark's been getting his
lit. Really has.
Yeah, he didn't know they'd come back from a commercial early. He and his guys were just locker room talking it there up in there in the broadcast booth, Dean.
He used the word for boob, which I don't know. He never heard the George Carlin routine, apparently.
Right, that for some reason. And by the way, of the seven words, maybe the most innocuous one, only 8% of the vote for Keith Hernandez. 12% of the vote, the burglar who fell asleep in the house he was robbing. You know, this happens all the time, too. You figure they're probably drunk. He's like, wow.
They don't have the energy to complete the
robbery.
If I was
smart, I'd get out of here right now. But I'm going to close my eyes for a couple minutes, get a little bit of sleep. And he got busted.
Second place, man who stole the Lego Batman DVD from the Walmart and tried to sell it to an undercover cop who was dressed as Batman.
By the way, brilliant disguise. You're an undercover cop, you know. You're in a Batman costume. People think you're just a nut.
And the Florida woman who stole money from the city of Gainesville and used it for a Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, Brazil makes another appearance on the show.
She's in the lead, and I think it's still too close to call because it's 41 to 37%. So We'll keep going for a while. Your votes are critical at this point. Keep them coming in. Go to the Eagle webpage or link through the Dean and Raj Facebook page.
The Classic Auto Group Galveston.
All right, we have a question for you, Chili, and you do not get to ask a yes or no question. A little trivia that we've come up with about the alcohol consumption on holidays in the U.S.
What day of the year is the most drinking done in the United States?
Ooh. I guess we'll go with July 4th, keeping that in mind.
Is that your final answer?
That is going to be my final answer.
Well, it's wrong. It's not the 4th of July.
No! You fell for Dean's trick. He sets it all up about the 4th of July. I will say this. 4th of July is third on the list.
All right. Alex.
Yeah.
What day is the most drinking done? It's not the 4th of July. That's number 3.
It's a holiday.
Is it Memorial Day?
Is it Memorial Day?
No, I'm afraid not.
Memorial Day, not in the top 3.
Charles.
Hello.
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 Charles, can you hear me?
I say Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is a good guess.
It's number 2.
Is that a bomb?
I don't know what that is. Something's wrong.
Hello.
Ralph.
Hello.
Hello,
your
Ralph.
Mom and Dad.
What's up, Ralph?
What's up, everybody? Okay. I say New Year's.
New Year's Eve or New Year's is?
Eve.
It's the winner. Congratulations, New Year's.
Oh.
All right, Ralph, you're going to the Freedom Over Texas celebration. Eleanor Tinsley Park. I'm not sure in your case what day it is, but for most of them,
it's a day that ends in Y.
Yeah,
all right, Ralph, hang out. We'll set you up. We'll see you at Freedom Over Texas. Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. There are sports fans, and then there are people who give us the true definition of fanatic, like Ryan Holton Murphy, who is such a Packer fan, when he got married, he took his wife's last name because it is Packer. Wow. Someone needs to turn in his nudicles at the nuptials. The couple met at a karaoke bar. Go figure. He also wore a Packer sport coat and a tie at the wedding. Look, I guess it could be worse. He could be an NBA fan and have a last name like Pelicans or Nuggets. That's today's Wild Pitch.
I'm going right into it. Let's get in the beverage cart for the drink of the week. Susie's off, so guest bartender Kelly Ryan is here.
Oh, he didn't even make it through the door.
Uh-oh.
Did something break?
Did we break a glass? Our last Eagle glass?
I hope we didn't break your glass.
So we're offloading from the beverage cart glasses. We've got a shaker with ice, I see.
We're good with those. We don't need those.
Okay.
And some sort of pulpy fruit mixture.
Yes. It's a summer sipper. Yesterday was the first day of summer.
Ah.
So summer fruit. Peach tea is what we're going to use kind of as one of the non-alcoholic. So this is peach tea and simple syrup mixed together. I kind of made things a little easier. And then the fruit I chose to muddle is strawberries and blueberries. So we're going to dump that, a lot of fruit, into... Oh, yeah, sorry, Haas. I'd like to make you chase around with the microphone. It's a game. And then inside the shaker with ice, we're also going to dump the iced tea and simple syrup. Do you like that, Pop?
Sounds thick. Did you make that at home?
The simple syrup I made this morning here.
Wow.
And the fruit I did this morning here. All while, you know, running up and down the halls.
During traffic for two different radio stations.
News. All right, so this is, anyone know how to pronounce this? Kachaka? Haas, what do you think?
Kachaka?
Kachaka.
Chaka Khan?
So,
Chaka Khan.
That's what we are now calling any alcohol that's exported from Brazil that they would normally have called their Brazilian rum.
So it's a rum.
It is a rum, but the United States government wasn't happy with that, so. They're making them call it all Kachaka.
By the way, you see this come together on Facebook Live, broadcasting. That's on the Eagle Facebook page, and then it's going to rotate in perpetuity on the Dean and Raj Facebook page.
So it's 2 ounces of the Kachaka.
It's everywhere.
Rotate your perpetuity.
With your other ingredients. And then we are going to shake.
Are we going to need a spoon for this drink?
May. We're going to go through the strainer at the...
Okay, good. I don't like to have to work too hard for my drinks.
All right, super frosty.
I don't want to eat it.
And let's see what it looks like.
How will it come out?
Ooh. Red.
Pulpy.
And thick. The drain's Holy getting cranky. Clogged.
It may be just a tiny little...
There's so much pulp that it won't go through the strainer.
Right, the holes keep clogging. She has to keep ticking it back, tipping it back to get it clear.
We're going to make this happen, people. We are going to make this happen.
This looks like you're made a hardcore, like you're juicing. You know that people juice?
Right, like Jack LaLanne.
Well, Dean, you know, I...
Are we juicing here?
I watch you every morning, and you almost always have blueberries.
Yes, true.
So, and did you notice, look how... See, this is a day that the garnish will actually be something you'll want to eat. Look how huge those juice blueberries are.
All right, I think...
Holy, come
we're
on.
Enough.
Almost ready.
That's enough for a
all
sample.
Right. Okay, yeah, there right. we go.
We're only going to have a sip anyway.
Stand down.
A little OCD.
All right, garnish.
Oh, a lovely blueberry garnish. A couple blueberries on a swizzle stick.
A couple blueberries on a swizzle stick.
And
a few strawberries to go in there, too.
No fruit for the morning.
Just in case it's not fruity enough at this point.
Right.
All right, Dean, you can grab yours.
All right, I'll grab. Don't tell me what to grab.
All right, let me.
What?
Garage. There you go.
I have to say, this looks very healthy.
It has a very good presentation, too, you know, which is
Thank
often
you.
A big deal, like in a bar or in a restaurant or at a...
This should be up like this. Pretend
special
it looks
gathering.
Like this.
Okay. But, all right, let's take a sip of this thing.
What? This thing's getting in the way. The blueberry deal.
No, thank you.
That was an easy no.
It's too much pulp. It has, It's a little tart.
Whew, it is tart.
Yeah. It's also strong.
It's very strong.
That's the positive.
But it's like it's got stuff in it. There's too much stuff in it.
I want you
floaties.
To just try one more sip. And when you sip it, though, Dean,
yes.
eat a blueberry with it. And then tell me what you think.
My blueberries fell off.
Darn it. You can do it, Dean. There you go. Sip and a pop of blueberry in.
No, I'm not doing all this.
Oh, come on.
It's a no for me.
Oh, bummer.
The blueberry's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See?
Can I just have the blueberries? Raj, what do you think?
You know, it tastes pretty good. Now I'm getting it all kind of meld together. I'm not into the fruity drink, but judging it for what it is,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to drink it.
All right.
For a summer kind of like fruity thing.
By the pool.
I could have one of these.
Haas, how do you vote?
I'll drink it.
All right. It's a 3-1. We'll post the recipe online. Go to the Dean and Raj Facebook page. Check out the drink of the week with guest bartender Kelly.
How did I pull Haas over?